This is News 88.7 In Depth. I'm Laura Eisensee. School districts across Texas are facing mounting pressure to improve their struggling schools. Otherwise, they have to close them down or lose their elected school boards. To find out how the Houston School District got to this point, I teamed up with the Houston Chronicle. We investigated one troubled school here. We wanted an answer to the question, what went wrong at Worthing High? It was a different vibe in August 2016 when Worthing High School started the year with a big celebration. For almost a decade, families in Houston's Sunnyside neighborhood waited for new classrooms. Part of the $30 million project was finally ready. Prominent alumni joined the opening, like then State Senator Rodney Ellis.
It takes an entire village to raise a child.
Worthing High has been the pride of Sunnyside for six decades. A real estate developer helped open it, specifically so African-American students could have more opportunities. Sunnyside's the oldest Black community in South Houston and struggles with poverty and crime. But the neighborhood could lose Worthing High School. For the last 4 years, it's missed all academic targets set by the state. Because of that, the Texas Education Commissioner could close the school unless it improves. You'd never know it from that celebration. When classes started that fall, though, students felt the pressure.
So teachers would, like, tell us, like, well, you need to get it together. We all as a whole need to get it together.
Chelsea Jenkins graduated with the class of 2017. Most of her siblings and their dad are proud alums, too. So she didn't believe it when she heard talk about closing the school down.
Oh, you know, a rumor, you know, probably something for teachers to just do for us to just to get to do work or something like that.
Then one morning later that school year, Jenkins went to the main office like she usually did to make announcements. The principal's office was empty and stayed empty.
Like all of a sudden, just one day, just boom, I don't see Mr. Clark no more. So I'm like, you know, oh, well. Probably he's just sick, you know, probably he has a meeting at the district or something.
That principal, Dwayne Clark, was reassigned and never came back. 2 weeks later, a new principal, Kalila Campbell-Roan, showed up. She told Jenkins the rumors were true. Worthing High had to turn things around. Fast forward another school year, and Campbell-Roan is racing against the state's deadline to improve by this summer.
I really believe in my heart of hearts, though, that we're going to do it. I just don't want to sound like a crazy person because no one else believes.
Campbell-Roan is the sixth principal here in 10 years. That turnover, according to educators and community members, is the number one reason why Worthing High has struggled so much.
So I think it starts with leadership. Leadership hires awesome teachers, and then you change the culture.
Leadership's one problem, but definitely not the only one. Since the 90s, enrollment has dropped. Parents say they're worried about fights on campus and complain there's not enough variety of courses. So far, Campbell-Roan has expanded college prep classes. She's replaced more than half the teachers. Most of all, she says she wants to fix the school's reputation and bring back that Sunnyside pride.
Because I feel like if you are not prideful, then you're not going to perform academically either, because you don't feel that it's important. You know, you think this is just we're playing school. Well, no, this is real life.
She'll find out what happens to Worthing High when state ratings come out in August. Covering education, I'm Laura Eisensee, News 88.7.